That's how it goes.
I think everybody had a little too much to drink.
I wouldn't say too much.
I probably would.
They were in a hurry at halftime.
You all were very anxious to get to a bar.
But was their friend...
Mr. Paterka came running. He leapt up from behind.
Still caught up in the game.
Felt like I got tackled, and I just got slammed to the ground.
Suzanne had two teeth that were knocked out, and the diamond in her engagement ring was missing.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Suzanne Smith is suing her co-worker's boyfriend, Ken Paterka, for knocking out two of her teeth and damaging her engagement ring when he body slammed her at a football game.
Order. All rise.
Now it's case number 421 on the calendar in the matter of Smith versus Paterka.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pryor has been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Ms. Smith, you and your husband?
Fiancé.
Fiancé. The defendant and his girlfriend?
Yes.
Went to a football game, and you were doing what they call tailgating, an event that I have not been involved with personally because I don't cook. But I understand that everybody opens up the back end of their trucks and cars, and they barbecue and drink beer and have a great time before the game starts. That's what tailgating is. Am I correct?
You're absolutely correct.
So current with what's going on in America. Well, what happened was I think everybody had a little too much to drink before the game started. Would that be a fair statement, Ms. Smith?
I wouldn't say too much.
Well, you wouldn't say too much. I probably would. And then you went to the game, and then there was halftime. And at halftime, you all were very anxious to get to a bar, because that's where the drinking was going to continue. And it is your claim that on the way running to the bar, Mr. Paterka tackled you, causing you to fall to the ground, injure your teeth, and cause the diamond from your engagement ring to come loose, and it's in the wind. You want to be compensated for your dental bills, for your pain and suffering, etc. Mr. Paterka says that he did, in fact, bump into you, but it was because you were drunk and wearing flip-flops that you tripped and fell. And he says it was an unfortunate incident, but he did not do anything in an overt manner to hurt you. It was as a result of everybody being a little too drunk. That's your defense.
Yes.
When was the game, Ms. Smith?
It was October 19th.
Let's get to halftime. Describe to me what happened.
We were walking as a group, but we were all a little bit staggered from one another. I was walking ahead of everybody, and I turned around to see where everybody was at. It was exciting because we were all there at the game. So I'd motioned to the rest of the group, come on, let's go. And as I turned back around and kept walking forward, the next thing I knew, I had just gotten hit very hard from behind. It felt like I got tackled. And I just got slammed to the ground. My fiance was walking behind me, and he actually saw the entire thing happen.
Your last name is?
Bridger.
Go ahead, describe what you saw.
Well, as Ms. Smith said, we were walking towards the...
I heard that.
Okay,
I heard the walking towards.
Mr. Paterka came from behind me, running, and as he approached Suzanne, he leapt up and shoulder, his left shoulder into her right shoulder from behind, and she fell on her face.
You mean in an aggressive way?
Yes.
Is there any reason that you can think of that happened during the day, why he would behave in an aggressive way towards your fiance?
No.
Other than the drinking all day, we can't think of anything.
I'm looking at what you did, sir. This. That's an intentional act. And I don't think you're sure that that's what happened.
No, that is exactly
what happened. I don't think you're sure that that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
So what you're telling me is he didn't tackle her.
No.
He
aggressively bumped her with his shoulder.
Bumped her?
From behind with her shoulder.
How much after she turned around and motioned everybody to hurry up did he bump her?
3 seconds, 4 seconds.
And what did she say when she turned around and motioned everybody to hurry up?
She just said, come on, let's go.
You were going to?
To the lounge, the bar.
And you had to get there quickly because it fills up, right?
Correct.
And is that why she was hurrying everybody along?
No, she was just being playful and wanted everybody to catch up with her because she was a few steps ahead.
And tell me how it is that she was Since she's shorter than the two of you are, how is she a few steps ahead?
Just the way we ended up when we were walking.
Well, usually when I go to the game or to an event with a mate, I stay with them.
She was just a few steps ahead. I was just meandering down. I was in no hurry.
You were in no hurry, but Miss Smith was in a hurry.
No, she was being just ahead of us.
What was the turnaround and the motion to hurry up, sir?
She wanted
us to catch. You're not going to win this, sir. I know you're thinking, but you're not going to win this unless you tell me the truth, not what you think is going to win your lawsuit. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you understand? Because there are certain things that are common sense, and there are certain things that are not common sense. If you want to get to a bar during halftime, and you want to get served during halftime at a game, then you have to get there before the crowd arrives. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
And so it would be reasonable that if she were ahead of the pack, she was either walking quickly or at a clip, an almost jog, and she's turning around and she's saying to you, come on, let's go. That be a fair statement, sir?
Yes.
All right, so let's not play with each other. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Certain things make sense, and certain things that don't make sense, or it doesn't make sense, I don't believe you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, I want to know how fast she was walking.
She was walking quickly.
Okay, walking quickly. And what kind of shoes was she wearing?
She was wearing sandals, flip-flops.
Flip-flops. And within 3 to 4 seconds of her turning around and telling everybody to hurry up, you're telling me that Mr. Paterka came up and purposely almost body slammed her to the ground?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
That's what happened.
I don't believe that. I think maybe he wasn't looking where he was going, and she turned around, and when she turned around the other way, he bumped into her. That I believe. That doesn't excuse his behavior. That doesn't excuse it, because he probably didn't know what was going on, and his reflexes weren't so quick because he had had too much to drink. But I don't like when you make something more of it than it is. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, sir?
I do, and I'm not making more of it than what it is.
I think that you are. Show me the police report where you reported that he body slammed you or tackled you.
I have the paramedic report.
I don't want to see a medical report. I want to see a police report.
The police report was taken at a later date.
I'm not interested in a later date. I want to see who you reported to on October 19th.
I didn't report to anybody. I was just with the paramedics.
Right. And you told the paramedics what at the scene?
That I did not want to seek medical help at that time.
Right. And they didn't want anybody else involved, correct?
Correct.
And you didn't want the police called?
The police were, there was one officer there.
Well, if the police officer was there, he should have written up a report if you filed a complaint.
I didn't at the time. I was more concerned about my injuries.
Well, but you didn't go anyplace until the next day.
I went immediately the next morning to see the dentist.
Immediately the next morning isn't immediately, Ms. Smith. If somebody body slammed me, caused me physical injury, and if what you're telling me is that he did it, according to him, on purpose, I certainly would want the police involved if I was injured. However, if we had all been drinking and I thought maybe it was an accident, I wouldn't want the police involved.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What did he say to you?
He said, we need to work something out. So a few days later, he cornered me at work asking for money, and I said, no, it wasn't his fault.
Did you see what happened?
Yes.
Tell me what you saw.
And later today.
Why didn't you use your own Social Security?
My credit was messed up real bad.
So. Well, now you've messed up his credit.
Well, I only used it to help my family. I didn't use it to hurt him.
I don't care what you used it for.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Suzanne Smith says her co-worker's boyfriend, Ken Paterka, owes for dental bills and the cost to fix her engagement ring. Suzanne claims a drunken Ken body slammed her at a football game.
Now, I want you to tell me, do you remember what happened, Mr. Paterka?
Yeah.
Tell me what happened, sir.
What happened was they were on one end of the row, we were on the other end of the row. So we both exited a few minutes prior to halftime. They were probably a good 30 yards ahead of us, and they motioned to us, come on, hurry up, let's go. So I started jogging up to them, and then we were jogging probably together for a step or two, and then she bumped into me, and she's wearing flip-flops, she's carrying a beer, she falls. All three of us are just like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And then she had her hand over her mouth saying, one finger, please give me a second. So, okay, paramedics walk over, ask her,
are you
okay?
What did you do when the paramedics walked over, Mr. Paterka?
We stood there until Johnny said that we should probably go away because she might be a little embarrassed or whatever. So he gave us the idea to walk away from where we were.
What did he say to you?
He didn't say anything to me. He mentioned something to Alicia.
Stand up. What's your last name?
Hall.
Did you have a conversation with him?
It was just like, hey, guys, get out of here.
I asked them to leave because Suzanne asked me to have them leave because she was embarrassed. She had abrasions on her face, and there was blood on her face.
So she asked them to leave?
She was embarrassed at the time, and we were going to discuss it with them later.
Well, when for the first time did you discuss it with them?
I spoke with Ms. Hall that evening.
Tell me what you said to Ms. Hall. You spoke to her by phone?
Yes.
You called her?
Yes.
What did you say to her? What did she say to you?
I told her that Suzanne had two teeth that were knocked out or partially knocked out, and the diamond in her engagement ring was missing.
What else did you say?
I told her we were planning on going to the dentist and figuring out the extent of the injuries the next day.
And what did she say to you?
She didn't say anything really. She said, oh, okay, I'll talk to you later then.
What was the conversation?
I had sent him a text message asking if everything was okay. They were in the first
You got day. That text message?
Yes.
We didn't start there. Okay, so you sent him a text message, and,
he said,
what happened?
Bad stuff happened, I'll call you later. He ended up calling me the next day.
It was that evening.
Was it the next day or
yeah, it
that
was the
day?
Next day. I was at work.
So he called you at work?
Yeah.
What did he say to you?
He said, you know, she fell down, she knocked her front teeth out, she lost a diamond, we need to work something out. And I said, okay, well, I'm at work, you know, like, can't really talk right now. So a few days later, he cornered me at work asking for money.
What did he say to you?
He was asking if, you know, Ken could pay half the emergency room bills, which is $300. And I said, no, it wasn't his fault, you know.
Did you see what happened?
Yes.
Tell me what you saw.
I saw they were running together and she ran into them, and him being 250 pounds and her being a lot smaller, just pretty much bounced off. She was wearing flip-flops, tripped up, fell on her face.
Had Mr. Paterka had some to drink at the tailgating party?
Yeah, he probably had like 5 beers, but...
And then at the game?
We didn't really drink inside because it's so expensive to drink inside, so he'd do all the drinking beforehand.
And what about Ms. Smith? Did you see how much alcohol she consumed?
We were only with them for the first part of the tailgating, and then we left to go find some of his friends.
Where did you buy the beer inside, Ms. Smith?
A stand at the top of our stairs.
How many did you buy?
Just the one because it is too expensive. That's why we
So you bought drink. One, and that's the one you were carrying when you were
I
going to the
I was not carrying a beer at that time.
Okay. Can I see the dental bills, please, and the emergency room bill? This has nothing to do with the emergency room or...
I didn't go to the emergency room. I went directly to the dentist.
I thought he said to you he wanted you to pay half the emergency room.
That was
which
incorrect.
Is 300, I'm speaking. Which was $300.
It was $600, but they wanted him to pay half.
Did he say it was for the emergency room?
Yeah.
So the total of your dental work is $3,312.
Correct.
Divided by two, because half of it is your fault.
I also have pictures of the tops of my hands, because
Listen
when I fell,
me.
I never saw him coming. I never
Listen
had a chance.
Me.
I didn't
Listen
even try to
me,
brace myself.
Listen to me very carefully. I do not believe that this was an intentional act.
I also have pictures of my ring.
And I don't believe your ring.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
I want to see your credit report.
I also have a credit report, and it doesn't show that on my credit report at all.
Of course it wouldn't be on your credit report. He's saying that you...
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Suzanne Smith says her co-worker's boyfriend, Ken Paterka, owes for dental bills and the cost to fix her engagement ring. Suzanne claims a drunken Ken body slammed her at a football game.
Listen to me. He's going to pay for this accident half of your dental bill, and I'm awarding you no punitive damages because I find nothing punitive to reward you for. I think it was an accident caused by both of you. I believe that you are at least 50% responsible for what happened after you'd all been drinking at the game. I don't believe you, sir. Do you understand? I don't believe you. Mm-hmm. So I'm awarding you $1,656 on your claim, and that is for half of both the root canal work and the cosmetic work that was done on your teeth. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I think he was goofing around trying to be fun.
I do believe it was an accident.
I have tried very hard in my heart to believe that he didn't do it intentionally.
We have been drinking and...
But he did it.
We're both having some fun. Apparently too much.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Carroll versus Carroll. Step forward.
18-year-old Michael Carroll Jr. is suing his father, Michael Sr., for stealing his identity and ruining his credit.
Michael, this is your father, and he hasn't been really, according to you, part of your life for a long time.
Correct.
You found out, according to your complaint, that your father had opened up several accounts using your social security number.
Yes, ma'am.
As a result of which your credit is all fouled up and you have some outstanding debt that you never actually committed yourself to.
Right.
Your father acknowledges that some time ago he did, in fact, use your name and social security number, but that was, he says, 14 years ago, and he hasn't used your name since.
That's correct.
And your social security number, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
What did you use his social security number for 14 years ago?
Well, I used it for various things, water, electricity, for my family.
Utilities?
Yes, ma'am.
Why didn't you use your own social security number?
My credit was messed up real bad.
So. Well, now you messed up his credit.
Well, I only used it to help my family. I didn't use it to hurt him.
Okay, what you used it for?
Okay.
He says that it was more than that.
Your Honor, I have proofs showing that it wasn't 14 years ago. I have an account from 2001.
I'd like to see the accounts from 2004. Let's start with the earliest one.
The earliest one would be the Gordon's Jewelers in 11 of 2000.
That's never had right an account there. With Gordon's Jeweler.
Let me see it, please.
That's showing on their report is highlighted.
Just
and
let me see.
And on their report, it also has...
Just a second.
Mm-hmm. I also have a credit report as well, and it doesn't show that on my credit report at all.
Of course it wouldn't be on your credit report. He's saying that you...
No, the reason why I say that, because when I pulled my credit, it links both of our Social Security numbers together on the report that I pulled, and that is not on my
report. Not on my report. It doesn't link. It just has my information, and it has information he opened, and it has his birth date on several of the... Report.
I want to see your report that shows that this jewelry account has his date of birth on it.
Okay. It should be at the beginning of their report, and I also have another report.
Just a second. Let him show me.
Okay.
Your credit report that shows that this jewelry account has his date of birth on it.
Well, it probably would have my date of birth on it since I used it when he was younger.
I'm talking about the jewelry account, sir.
Oh, well, I don't have that, so.
Well, that's what he's going to show me.
Okay.
He's going to show me that the jewelry account has your date of birth on it.
And it probably the whole thing probably has my date of birth on it.
Just a second.
It also has his previous addresses also.
Your date of birth is August 6, 1968?
That's correct.
You lived at 108 Way?
No.
Never?
No, I lived at 110 Way.
I have that here, too.
Yeah, that's where I stayed. I never lived at 108.
And what about 68?
Yes,
Dallas.
I lived there too.
Yeah, fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I've got the jewelry account.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Okay, I have a TXU electric bill, and that's also on there.
What date?
Date open was 1-1-2004, and it's on my credit as a negative charge-off.
It's also a charge-off TXU energy.
For what address? Because like I said, I haven't used it. I used it in Kansas, and that was it.
We're not talking about back then, sir. We're talking about now.
Well, I haven't used it now. I haven't used it in 2004. I haven't used it at no Gordon's Jewelry.
Your credit report doesn't show Gordon's Jewelry?
No, it does not.
Well, his does.
Okay.
Using your information, your date of birth, your address.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Suing a family member? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Total bills, $2,929.
That's not correct.
I have a police report stating that from a collection agency, I still have this collection agency calling me today. They've called me while I'm at work. They're hassling me. They want this. This is another $1,500. The officer has spoke with this collection agency.
Let me just see the police report.
Okay.
Well, this is the police report that dates back to when you were 3 years old that discusses the opening of this account where there was $1,581 that was not paid back.
Right.
And you were 3 years old at the time.
For what?
I have no idea, but he certainly didn't open an account when he was 3 years old.
And I never denied I used it when he was younger. I never denied that, but I don't know what that is.
Great.
Yeah, and I have proof that I've tried to get cars in my name, you know, as a graduation gift to me, they won't give me anything.
I understand that. How much is owed now to this collection agency?
Collection agency is still 1580 something.
Okay. Mr. Carroll, you can't use your son's social security number. That's not what his social security number is for, to give you an out when you have bad credit.
I understand.
You're going to pay your son $3,081, $1,581 to cover the debt that you incurred on his behalf, $1,500 so he can hire somebody to maybe clear his credit so that he can start life fresh. That's reasonable.
That's
and if you don't like it, that's too bad. judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,081. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Judge.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
We haven't ever had a relationship.
Well, it's been estranged for 18 years, so.
Been estranged since me and his mom divorced.
You don't want to be a father for 18 years, then.
We've never had a relationship.
I've been here for 18 years, so you've had a chance for 18 years. That's all I can say about it.